A lot of people are running to succeed President Obama. Republicans have the largest primary field ever. Add in the Democrats, close to 24 major candidates are running for president, although not BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music. Some candidates have no political experience. Others have waged failed campaigns in the past. Why are so many people running for president, especially when the chances for success can be remote? NPR's Sarah McCammon tried to find out the answer.
With any job interview, one question you know you have to be ready for is, why do you want this gig?
Why do you want to be president?
The late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy famously struggled with that question, posed by CBS journalist Roger Mudd, as Kennedy was considering a run for the 1980 Democratic nomination.
Well, were I to make the announcement and to run, the reasons that I would run is because I have a great belief in this country.
On the campaign trail this year, all the candidates are giving their reasons for running.
I'm running because I think the world is falling apart.
The question for me is, what am I going to do about it?
We need to have strength and authority back in the Oval Office.
This message will ring from coast to coast.
Wealth and income inequality.
That is why I am running for president of the United States.
But why so many this year? With no incumbent president, or as far as we know, vice president running, the race is wide open. Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson says that makes a lot of people believe they have a chance.
Running for president is a particularly unpleasant experience, and you really have to believe that you have a shot in order to subject yourself to the process.
Unpleasant because of the long days on the campaign trail, the endless scrutiny by the media, and time away from family. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty was the first major candidate to drop out of the race for the 2012 Republican nomination. He says some long shots get in, hoping their message will catch fire with voters.
There may be some candidates who are viewed as less serious, but hopeful that they might be able to replicate what Jimmy Carter did long ago or Bill Clinton did long ago.
Others may realize that their chances of winning are slim, but run to bring attention to a particular issue or ideology. Chris Ellis, a political scientist at Bucknell University, points to Republican Senator Rand Paul. Like his father, Ron Paul, who ran in 2008 and 2012, he's promoting libertarian ideas.
I want to talk about surveillance. I want to talk about foreign policy. And the only way to make that happen is by entering the race myself.
And even though it's grueling, Ellis says for some people, campaigning for president is fun.
I think anyone who runs for president has a little bit of Donald Trump in them, in that they sort of, you know, like the attention, want to be famous, even if it's just to advance policy goals.
Sometimes more candidates getting into the race prompts even more candidates to get in.
I can't believe that Yahoo is running. If that Yahoo can run, then why not me?
Mo Alethi is a former Democratic National Committee spokesman who now leads Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service.
It makes them believe that they can, sometimes legitimately so, sometimes delusionally so.
Even if they know they're unlikely to win, some may have their eyes on consolation prizes. At best, a VP slot, or like Hillary Clinton after 2008, a cabinet post. Or sometimes they can cash in. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's running again this year, wound up with a Fox News show after his unsuccessful bid for the Republican nomination in 2008. Tim Pawlenty says that approach has its limits.
I don't think Fox News, for example, needs 17 more commentators. So
one thing will be true for all but one of the current crop of candidates. They'll need to find other things to do when they don't get the gig. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.